Oh, all right. Are we live? I think we're live. How about them Longhorns? Sorry, that was probably way too loud than it needed to be. But I was trying to... what a damn game that was. What a damn game. I bet some of you Longhorn haters counted them out. I know Shane did. But if you missed it, Texas wins 39-31. What a damn game. Now they march on. Also got the updated bracket here. Break that down with Cousin Shane. Supposed to hop on here in just a second, but we'll see if he shows up. Oh, there he is. 39-31. What a damn game. What a game. I'm going to throw you on the tiny screen here. Whoop. I'm going to keep you down there for being late all the time. Man, what that was the best damn game of the year, wasn't it?
Stressful, man. Very stressful. I was like, damn, we're going to have no SEC teams in the Final Four. Oh, my God. If I hear Scataboo one more time, Mike. And hats off to him. I mean, hell of an athlete. He was that football team, and it was almost enough to take down the Texas Longhorns. It was unbelievable. So I don't know if you give him the credit or Texas the blame for letting him, you know, scratch back into that thing.
Right. Oh, yeah. It was.
And no beer. I'm sober. I'm grumpy. I haven't had sugar in almost 24 hours.
Hey, I'm not going to lie, Shane. I had some pretty powerful memes ready. That now they're in the trash. I was going to call this, is it time to disband the SEC? I thought Texas was going down there for a minute, but yeah, and old Scataboo, he was reaching Shane Battier territory. They obliterated. I mean, every play that was made, it was Scataboo, and he was awesome, but that was a little over the top, wasn't it?
Little over the top, yeah. I mean, I think the pass. I mean, because it was a terrible pass, but it just happened to connect.
And it was such a bad pass, they were able to convert it. If it was on target, it would have been picked off.
Well, it's like even that long, not a touchdown, but like 70-yard pass reception. I thought he bounced back and hit the guy, and then I was like, I mean, but whatever. It should never have come down to that, brother. I felt like there was a moment when you score, you know, 14 points in less than three plays that this game was at hand. And it felt like when we got down there, and we being Texas, when we got down there in the red zone on that, they had an opportunity to go up 21-3. And that felt like that was going to be, I know it was early, but it felt like that was going to be enough to the point that they're coming out here faking on fourth and long for punts. You know, it's like they were total desperation at that moment. And just goes to show, just like, you know, conference games, you let a team stick around long enough, you'll find ways to get them back into the game. And that's felt like what happened here, man.
Yeah, and how about for all the shit Quinn Ewers takes? You know, it's Arch time. Let's get Arch on the field. What was it, fourth and I think it was fourth and eight, and then they got the delay or the false start. So it was fourth and 13, what have you. Game on the line, hell of a pass. And then he just comes out in the second overtime and looks like the best damn quarterback in the country. So shout out Quinn Ewers, all the shit he takes. But, man, this went from damn.
You know who should get shit? Huh? You did not have a perm if you're going to go out there and kick like that, man. You know what I'm saying? You should shave your damn head. Come out here, be serious. It's okay. It's all fun and games. You know, you're the cool cat on the sideline that never misses a kick. But then when you blow two, because that's what it was. They blew two opportunities to put this thing in overtime. Yeah, right. Auburn needs to shave that damn mop.
And
donate it to somebody who doesn't have hair.
And that's the same building as the SEC championship.
Yeah,
you know
he
what
hates that place.
You know what it's also the same building as
national championship.
So if they make it, he ain't kicking. Do not let this man kick. He's a great kicker, but just not in that building for whatever reason. So let me ask you this, Shane. Do you think after what we just saw, could that be? Because let's be honest, Texas was dominating. Till that fourth quarter insane rally, Texas was dominating. Is this a moment where it's like, damn, we're really going to blow this season, and then our true nature is revealed, and we are elite? Or do you watch a game like that and say, ugh, Rose Bowl's still early, but the Ohio State's kicking ass. It's going to be the winner of that game. Gets yeah. Texas. Do you sit here and say this was the moment where Texas, you know, found themselves to be champions? Or are you sitting here saying, God, Arizona State's really not that good at Ohio State or Oregon? If Oregon wins this game, you know, are you concerned now going into that matchup?
Not so much. And the reason is, you know, this is playoffs. This is uncharted territory, Mike. And we've seen it with basketball. Teams get bounced out early in the playoffs. And you could, I don't want to go Hugh Freeze, but you could play this game multiple times. And I feel like the outcome is going to continue to be Texas winning the football game, probably larger margins. But it kind of reminds me a little bit of that Ohio State-Georgia game a few years back when Georgia should have beat them. Shouldn't come down to a field goal opportunity, but I felt like that's what they needed to get galvanized and ready for that championship matchup. And then they came out and just destroyed TCU, I believe. So right. This could be just a wake up call because I felt like Texas had control, felt like they're in control. Kind of surprised me we couldn't get that running game going against these guys, but a little sloppy. A lot of three and outs in that second. You know, it's just there wasn't a lot of urgency. And by God, man, that defense, they stayed on the football field the entire game. So I don't know. I feel like this is more of a wake-up call, but they were this close, Mike. They were this close to not even going. So,
right. I appreciate Cousin Jacob Bench. He gave us $5. What a game. Easily the best of the playoff. Do you think Texas can win the Natty? They looked very undisciplined in the second half. You know, I think that's a fair statement. But here's the difference, Shane, where I never would have imagined, again, damn Scatterboo, we keep bringing him up. But Arizona State as a team rushed for 214 yards.
Yeah.
Never would have guessed that. Never would have saw that coming based on early in the game. And quite frankly, just, you know, looking at these teams. And they only rushed it for 53. So, you know, that's why this was a close game, because Texas couldn't run it. Mm-hmm. And Arizona State was doing whatever the hell they wanted in that fourth quarter. Now, it's very easy. We've seen Ohio State whoop Tennessee's ass early. They're whooping Oregon's ass. But how are they doing it? They ain't running the football. They're throwing it all over the yard. Yeah. And as good as Texas is in the front seven, I think they're even better in the defensive backs. So can Ohio State, you know, go up and down the field on them? I think they'll have success. I think Ohio State's too good not to. But will they go up and down the field with them for four quarters? I don't think so. So I think the matchup suits Texas a little bit better than it does Arizona State, as crazy as that sounds. Does that make any sense at all?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I think the biggest thing is I'm just happy that Oregon and Ohio State have to play each other. You know? Because if it were Oregon and Georgia and Ohio State and Texas or whatever, I mean, we could have some really good football games. But I'm with you. I always overreact, and maybe this is my New Year's resolution. I'm not going to do it, Mike, because knee-jerk reaction is to say Texas sucks and that the SEC is garbage, which has been the theme all postseason here. But you found a way to win. You know, as sloppy as it was, as bad as it could have been, you found a way to scratch out a win here. And that's what championships teams do. You look at some of the greatest national championship runs. There's always one or two games that were lady luck on your side. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of, I feel like that, you know, make me small, put me on the side. Doesn't matter, Mike, because I'm I'm speaking the truth here. I feel like this is a game that was destined to happen and it may help them in the long run.
No, I was not trying to put you into the tiny little box. I was just trying to throw some stats here. But
nobody puts baby in the corner.
But Arizona State, man, they did suck was in the red zone. They got down there four times and came away with 11 points.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's why, you know, I cite those stats so often. You got to do it in these big-time matchups. That was awful. And that's when they look back at the tape, that's why they're going to say, damn, we had this one. We didn't convert early. They converted late. That kept them in the damn game.
Yep.
But You can't go right here first seven drives of the game and get a field goal. You know, that's
right.
That's why Arizona State lost it, and Texas won it, of course, because at the end here, they did what they had to and punched it in two times in a row, back-to-back, super clutch. And again, had they made either one of these field goals, Shane, they won that game too.
Yeah.
So I'm struggling to see where people in the comments are saying, like, Texas, you know, gave that one to Texas. No, Texas dominated for the most part, except for two drives, and then they had their opportunities and easy. I don't want to say easy, but fairly easy field goals, and they missed both of them. You know what?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there was that little window. I'm looking at this Texas. Do that drive chart, Texas drive chart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was that after the safety. Uh-huh. You know, and that little spell right after half, that's where it felt like that Texas was kind of shooting themselves in the foot. Not just the safety, but a couple three and outs. You know, it they gave, other even the interception, it felt like they kind of made this a ball game, you know. And I never in my mind felt like Arizona was a better football team here, but I felt like it was one of those. Like when you're playing video games and you're in first place driving a race car and you just know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like Mario Kart, they're going to keep the pack close. That's what it felt like. Like, even though I'm driving great, I'm not going to get the cool boxes or anything, you know, and this lap traffic is going to catch me. And I felt like that's what this was. It's just like we found moments to let Arizona State get into this. But, man, what a wake-up call and what a just – big time moments. It got into overtime. You didn't put it in Auburn's hand anymore. You said, hey, let's go out here and win this thing. And that's exactly what they did. So I love the fourth play, the fourth down. I thought in the first overtime was probably the biggest play of the entire football game, man. That's gutsy. Not trying to get a first down. Let's put this up. So,
right. Yeah. There. Oh God. It would have been hell to pay if they didn't. You know what?
If he dropped that, oh, my God.
But, Dave, what a game. Here's the updated bracket as we have it now, Shane. We got Texas in the semifinals. We got Penn State. Good Lord. Penn State beat Boise at SMU. They're the Final Four. Congratulations, guys.
Yeah.
You really earned it. Again, we'll have Ohio State, Oregon winner here in a couple hours. And then the tragedy down there.
Yeah.
You know, thoughts and prayers to all those affected. I mean, good Lord. I mean, I waking up to that news is a damn nightmare. I can't imagine what it's like being down there. And so the game's been postponed to 4:00 Eastern, 3:00 Central, the Sugar Bowl between Georgia and Notre Dame tomorrow. And I was just thinking, I mean, obviously the people killed and the people hurt, you know, that all your thoughts got to be with them. But imagine going to that game and you're supposed to travel home tomorrow. I mean, that's a nightmare scenario for everybody.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And not just that, but there's like, I mean, these guys are so routine, you know, and
right.
Especially when you're talking about away games, things that they did yesterday was in preparation of today, and now you push that back, and I'm with you, man. I mean, football aside, this is bigger than that. I feel bad for anyone affected down there by that dumbass and the people. I'm not that guy, but my wife, she just said there was like another explosion or something down there loud.
Ooh, shit.
You know, that they're heading to. So yeah, it's apparently a hot mess. So if you are down there, I just, you know, stay safe, you know, stay inside. You know,
that's what I was going to say. Did you see, they said it on the broadcast between Texas and Arizona State. They're telling both the teams to just stay in the hotel.
Yeah.
Which is smart. But again, you got to think like, What a weird scenario where you don't know what's going on outside and you're stuck in a strange city and all this. So, man, all the way, I can't imagine what effects that's going to have, you know?
No. And, you know, it's a game, too, that we've been looking forward to. But now it feels like it's got a little extra, you know, bad mojo on it. I don't know, man. It's just, I've never been a part of that situation, so I don't know what the right thing to say here is. But
right.
I just – the clips that I'm seeing that are coming out of there, it blows my mind that that people do that. I hate terrorism. I hate, you know, but I'm sorry. It's a different show. I'm sure there's 20 of them that you could jump on right now, but man, it is fucking terrible.
Man, you know the only thing better than winning though, Shane?
What's that, man?
You get to troll your rivals while you do it, like Cousin John here. Man, we made it interesting, but we pulled it out. Texas made me drink too much. It's going to be a great week working in College Station. Hook 'em. Just win, baby. But you know it, man. As soon as your team wins a game, you get to reach out to the coworkers or friends or what have you on the other side. That's the only thing that makes it sweeter. You know what?
Well, it's like you said, too, everybody hates Texas. I'm just saying. I mean, if you get online, unless it's a Longhorn account, they hate you. And you could imagine the bookmarks, the clips, like you said. I had a few Matthew McConaughey's I was about to throw out just in case, but can't do it. And it's sad deleting and filing that thing and wait till next week. So, yeah, let the haters join in, you know, hate you all the way to a national championship.
And how bad would that have been for the SEC? What were they, a 2-touchdown favorite?
Yeah.
Losing that game. Who in the heck knows what's going to happen with Georgia and Notre Dame? But, God. That of all the bad losses, Shane, even Alabama, Michigan, this would have been worse, I think. Texas blowing a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter to old Arizona State, which I don't even know how long they've been playing football, but it doesn't feel like it's been that long.
No, and it feels like, too, if you're an SEC homer, which clearly I am, you're pulling for an SEC team to win the national. I would love nothing more than to see two of them go, you know, in the championship game, but I keep waiting for that moment for us to say, see, I told you the SEC doesn't suck. You know, I keep waiting for that game. And you know, we've had some good ones, you know, the LSU game, the Mizzou game, but they were still close, and they were still too close. But we've had a lot of losses, and then Texas was like the team. Like, I expected after those two first scores that this is going to be like a 35-42-point blowout type game, and I was going to say, there's the SEC we know, you know, but we're going to make it close, go to double overtime. We got a bang up quarterback with the Georgia Bulldogs, you know, bring out the backup. So yeah, I'm leery, but you know, sometimes the best seasons come unexpectedly here. So I think Texas, like I said, got away with one. I feel like Georgia, it's now on them, but They still can do it, man. They still could win out, and I'm looking forward to these great games coming up.
Yeah, and if Ohio State, let's say they finish the deal, let's say they whoop Oregon.
Yeah.
I think that's perfect for Texas, don't you? Because everybody and their mother is going to be saying, oh, buddy, here's Ohio State. This is the team that we thought they were. They're on a rampage. They're just going to run through Texas. All of a sudden, we flip the script, and Texas is an underdog. Mm-hmm. You know, they were favorites to beat Georgia the first time. I can't remember the second time. I can't remember who was the favorite, but I think it was a coin toss type game in the SEC championship. But Texas has not been an underdog, to my knowledge, in any other game. So I think that suits Texas well. If people are finally counting this team out, and just let me quiz you here, Shane. Do you know where the semifinal, Texas and the winner of Oregon, Ohio State, do you know where that semifinal is being played?
Oh, no, I was going to ask you.
Dallas. So right on down the street. So you're going to have the home field advantage more than likely. You're going to be an underdog. I think that suits so well for the Texas Longhorns going into that game, the Final Four game before the national championship.
Where's the other one?
Sounds like a movie going to be written here. The other one, let's see. Da, 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 da. I think it says on this little...
Is that why Disney got the rights right here, you know? So
the other one is Orange Bowl. So Miami.
Okay. All right. Who would that help? Anybody? Nope. Georgia? Mm-hmm. I guess Georgia.
Probably, yeah. Georgia? Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think they'll both show up for that one. Yeah. Miami's just going to be happy people are coming down there to watch football. Doesn't involve Pop-Tarts, you know.
All right, so, hey, anything else, Ben? I just wanted this to be a quick one. I know we got other games on and everything, but anything else, brother?
No, just stay tuned. We'll probably do this tomorrow after the Georgia-Notre Dame game. Just do a quick recap. And, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm a little irritable right now. You know, sorry I couldn't open a cold beer. I'd love to. In fact, I had to get rid of seven of them, and it was tempting. But, yeah, I'm gonna do this for a little while, see how that rolls. But hopefully I'll be a lean, mean fight machine by this time next year, Mike.
Oh, wait, huge correction. Made a big mistake, Shane.
Uh-oh.
These Longhorns, even in victory, they can't, like, relax. This is why people hate you. It's not in Dallas. It's in Arlington. I looked it up, Shane. It's a 20-minute drive.
Oh,
that's where the Dallas Cowboys play. That ain't Dallas. This is Arlington. Learn your geography. We're this is SEC. We don't know geography. Come on. Get the hell out of here.
The Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, I learned that when we were in Dallas. The Uber driver couldn't wait to tell me that Dallas Cowboys are not in Dallas. So yeah.
So it's in Arlington, wherever the hell it's
which kind of looks like Dallas, footprint. You know?
Yeah.
If you're being honest. Kind of all looks the same down there.
But all right, buddy. Hey, game of the year. Texas marches on. Thank God. Thank God we got at least one in the Final Four. We may have disbanded this show if the SEC got eliminated this week. It's been so damn bad. But, anything else, brother?
No. Stay tuned. I mean, as these teams fall off, we're starting to hear more and more portal talk, too. So get that notifications on. We're almost 30,000. I appreciate everybody got their new phones and stuff and setting up their accounts and getting on the YouTubes there. So I appreciate everybody. And whenever we go live tomorrow, you'll have those notifications on. So look forward to seeing you guys then.
The Arlington Cowboys. How about
it?
Yeah. All right. Get you on the next one.
All right. See you guys. Go Vols.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the Pirate, and the Pirate loves that SEC podcast.